I spent the moment of the millennium, midnight, January 1st, 2000, here in Limerick, in the broadcast booth at the University Concert Hall, marking that propitious moment, broadcasting a concert by the National Youth Orchestra of Ireland. This year, they celebrate 30 years of music making. The 100-plus members come from every corner of this island, from Antrim in the north to Cork in the south. And after that New Year's concert, they spent an impressive week of hard work together, as they do twice each year, preparing and rehearsing for a series of concerts. We're going to hear part of that Dublin concert coming up, but first, I caught up with some of the musicians involved with the orchestra at a rehearsal.
My name is Donal Collins. I play cello, and I was in the Junior National Youth Orchestra of Ireland from when I was 12 to 18, and a member of the National Youth Orchestra of Ireland from when I was 18 to 24. We just commit to the residential courses, which are generally twice a year, a week or a little bit more at Christmas over the New Year generally, and a week or 10 days in July or August. Every second year in the summer course would also involve a tour abroad. In 1998 we went to the US, and I believe in 2000 a European tour, Germany, Italy, Concertgebouw in Holland, and I believe Paris as well. The interesting thing about the senior orchestra is that you don't necessarily have one conductor all the time. We've had En Chow, who we have also on this course. He conducted us, I believe, in about 4 years ago. We did Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. A fantastic concert, and it's lovely to have him back again this time. It's a very large orchestra. At this time, I think it's around 90, but I think it has been up to 114 or something like this at some stage. But yeah, to play those huge works is really amazing.
Paula Hughes. I play the cello. I'm the lead cellist with the youth orchestra. I was in the junior orchestra for 5 years, and this is my sixth year in the senior orchestra.
Okay, now it seems to me, first of all, that you guys work very hard. The whole Millennium Weekend, you're in rehearsals, right? How many times a year? Tell me the rehearsing schedule. What is it like? Run me through that.
Okay, well, the general procedure is that we have two courses per year. Usually we do about two or three concerts at the end of each course. Each course generally lasts around a week. And at the Christmas course, we do the concerts around Ireland. And then the whole orchestra comes together maybe on the second day of the course. And then you rehearse with the conductor. We generally about 8 hours a day. We work from 9 a.m. till about 9:30 at night.
And you're aware now, for most professional orchestral musicians, this would be strictly verboten by union,
yes,
right?
Exactly, yeah. The professionals would only do about 5 hours a day maximum, or 3 hours a day even. But we work very hard because we love it as well. I mean, it's the difference between us and the professionals. They do it, they love it, but they're getting paid, but we're doing it because it's the joy of it, and the crack is mighty. Yeah, it's so much fun. Everyone in the orchestra gets on so well. It's just such a happy family. Everybody's known each other for years, and even when if there's newcomers, it's just a really welcoming place, and there's always fun, people getting up to everything, and it's a good laugh. Sarah Sexton, and I'm the leader of the National Youth Orchestra.
Okay, and what does that entail, leader?
Well, it means I'm leader of the first violin section, which means that I do the same job as every other leader of all the string sections, making sure that every request from the conductor is adhered to by everybody as far as possible. And it also means that I have to pass messages around to the whole string section. And it's just a position. I mean, it's just a name. I mean, I woke up for the concert and just generally kind of represent the orchestra. Like, I bow when I come out, but I'm bowing for the orchestra, not bowing for myself.
So akin to what we'd be used to in the States as the concertmaster.
Oh, I think they're identical. When we went to the United States for a tour, I mean, I was called concertmaster on all the programs, so I think it's exactly the same.
And is this fun coming back home for you to play with your colleagues here in Ireland, your friends?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I chose to do it, especially for New Year's Eve this year, because we had a concert on the Millennium Eve, and you know, I had considered not coming back because, you know, I'd already led for two courses. But then, you know, I mean, from a social aspect, when I'm away in London all year, I only come back like twice or three times a year, and it's the only time I get to see my friends. So, yes, that's why I chose to do it this year. Oh, well, I mean, also, especially for music and to get the chance of leading, it's a great, great honour to work with, you know, conductors like En Chow, and that is a great honour for me as well. But, you know, seeing my friends and coming away for a week and sharing a room and having a laugh and all that was a big part in it as well, yeah.
Listen for leader Sarah Sexton's solos now from a live concert at the National Concert Hall in Dublin in the first week of this year. En Chow conducts the National Youth Orchestra of Ireland in the last movement of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. The National Youth Orchestra of Ireland, En Shao conducting, and an impressive performance of the last movement of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. That was recorded at the National Concert Hall in Dublin on January 8th of this year. In the prominent solo passages, you heard the 22-year-old leader of the orchestra, Sarah Sexton, who is currently studying at the Royal Academy of Music in London. Well, coming up on Sounds Irish, after their performance in Ottawa, one critic there enthused, it was like a waterfall of cascading angelic voices that washed over everyone and served to make a memorable performance even more so. But believe it or not, they've never performed in the U.S. I'm going to introduce you to a Celtic choral phenomenon, Anúna, coming up.
This is Paul Herriot, the presenter of Blue of the Night, Lyric FM's late night sequence, wishing you all the very best on St. Patrick's Day. Stay tuned for more Sounds Irish from PRI, Public Radio International.